Merci, Madame la Présidente.
Thank you very much, and I thank the Czech Republic for the invitation to the ministerial conference this year. I recall there was a meeting of the two bureaus, Environment for Europe and the Process, a while ago. And when it was asked, was there any point in having two meetings year on? Well, there was an interest and a country inviting, so thank you for that. I must say I'm quite impressed by the whole process. You have a lot of preparatory meetings, a lot of topics on the agenda. If I compare it with Environment for Europe, a meeting where you just have two topics, 2 pages worth of declaration, or a very short declaration. So it shows, I think, that there may be special interest in this. On a joint secretariat, the Swiss delegation, looking through the preparatory documents for this CEP, we didn't find any reference document on the subject which would explain the possibilities, what's at stake financially, or what you could expect to obtain if you combine the two processes. Environment for Europe, you need to take care of it. And if you have another process, they can mutually boost each other, but they can mutually weaken each other as well. That's why we need some sort of basic document so that we can take a decision at a later meeting. Finally, on appointment to the board, my understanding is that today you're supposed to elect ministers of the environment who may not, in June, during the ministerial meeting, who may no longer be there. I'm not quite sure how you can manage that problem. I mean, if my country were to be a candidate, I think it would be a bit difficult to explain to my minister that he would be nominated in a few days, and then in 3 months' time, the board would no longer exist. Thank you.